Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on Open Line Sunday. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Producing the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's John Boudreau.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Let's get to our calls.
Hopefully let's do it.
Get all this going. If you care to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Call us at 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
All right, let's go to Ronnie on line one. Ronnie, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing there?
We're good, brother. What's up?
Well, I was just going to kind of give you an update on my little dog I bought about 2 years ago now, but... you know, she had she went through parvo when she was young. She got it when she was about 5 months old.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and she didn't recover real well. She after she had it, she couldn't. It just killed her appetite. She wouldn't eat. She kind of looked like a greyhound. In fact, she still does, but maybe like a well-nourished greyhound now. She's, you know, she's getting a little body mass to her.
Right.
But anyway, she's ran in three different trials. Well, they call them tests in the UKC. But anyway, she's ran in three so far, and she's passed all of them. She's got three ribbons, and she's going to run again tomorrow. And if she passes that, well, she'll get a title in the season class, which is a class for dogs that is actually, you know, duck hunted. They set those tests up like duck hunts, and she'll get a title in that class, and then she can run in the finish class, which is, if you compare that to AKC, that'd be an open all-age class, you know, where you run against all dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just doing real good. I never thought I'd do this, Mickey, but I had to put her with a pro because I made 79 about 3 days ago, and
yeah,
I just don't have it like I used to.
No.
Plus, my wife's not doing real good, you know, and I'm taking care of her. And anyway, I just didn't have the time, and the dog was so nice. I couldn't let her go to go to waste. And this pro's been doing a heck of a job with her. I mean, I watched her yesterday, and she, you know, Mickey, she's got how a lot of hard running dogs, you'll see them take off like they're just jumping off a pier or something to get in the water. You know
what
I mean?
It's like a bat out of hell. You bet.
Yeah. Mickey, when she's coming back with that bird, she's got that same entry into the water on a water retrieve. It's, and you don't see that a lot, you know. They for them to have that kind of enthusiasm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But she does. She's I think she's really something special. I hope I don't run out of money before.
Yeah, this stuff ain't cheap.
No, it ain't. But I tell you what, I don't regret any of it watching the dog, because I can tell she's kind of bonded with him, and he's kind of bonded with her, and they you know, it makes a team. And you can see that when guys handle dogs, if they how well they train that dog.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a lot of it is how much of that tail wag while they're working them, you know. And hers don't stop. I mean, you can tell she's just happy as a lark to be doing what she's doing. It's I'm just really enthused with the way that guy is taking care of her. I mean, it's really something. Well, anyway, that's all I had, Mickey. I just wanted you to know how good she was doing.
Well, Ronnie, it's good to hear from you again, and good luck with your wife. I hope she gets better and everything comes out good for you on that too, buddy.
Well, we're working towards it, Mickey. We're everything's good.
I understand. Well, hey, it was good to hear from you, and you have a great Sunday, and keep on with that dog. Sounds good. You got it going right.
Well, it's that much of it, and it's actually good therapy for me, Mickey. And so, it, like you say, it's all good.
Good for everybody. All right, man. Ronnie, have all a good right. one. Good to hear from you. See you, bud.
Okay,
all
talk
right,
to you later.
Take care, Ronnie. All right, let's go to Mike on two. Mike, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yes, sir. How are you and Mick, Benny doing?
We're wonderful. Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm in Belleville here.
Are you? Oh,
yes, sir.
Lucky you.
I live about 3/4 of a mile from
Belleville
Market.
Man, it's so
Belleville
nice
Market.
Up there. I love it up there in that part of the country. That's really beautiful up there.
Yeah, you go
here.
Farther up New Ulm up there. It's really pretty.
I used to go play golf up there at the falls. We used to rent a cabin, and we'd stay
mm-hmm.
there and play golf for 2 or 3 days. And
mm-hmm.
Just chill out, enjoy life, man. So pretty.
Yeah, I moved out in 2000 out of Houston, and I'm so glad I did.
Awesome.
I got a question. I've got an older Crossflow Evinrude outboard motor,
mm-hmm.
and the man that you have on the radio, okay, I think his name's Fernando.
Yeah, from Fernando Ramondi.
Okay. Do they sell parts there for Evinrude?
Man,
the older
Evinrudes? I don't think so. AC's outboards down the road from him does. AC's
okay.
is big time with Evinrude's.
AC outboards.
Yeah. They're, you know, like he's related to Fred Lester at Red Wing Boat Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But AC's does a lot of Evinrude work down there.
Yeah,
he's
Fred
really
Lester
good.
Sold me my Champion bass boat way back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
Fred.
I still got it.
Fred, so that's where my dad used to buy all his Evinrudes back in the day. He'd buy them from Fred.
Good people.
Yeah, they
that's
are.
That's why I bought from them, you know. They helped me on a warranty problem when I first bought that boat on my motor and never blinked. You know,
yeah, they stand behind their people. They really do.
I recommend them highly. Really do. That's AC Outboards. They're on the internet where I can find the number.
Yeah, AC's, ACIES.
Okay.
And
okay.
They're right down there between Kima and Dickinson.
Well, I had one other question, if you don't mind. I'm looking for either Lowrance or a Hummingbird, a bass fish.
Right.
Mainly Fayette Lake and Richland Chambers occasionally. And, you know, not over about 60 foot of water most of the time, you know, that I'm going in. I'm looking for a 7-inch color, just maybe has side scan on it. And I'm not sure. They've got different technologies now, the chirp and all that. And I'm just wondering, I don't know if maybe Will Compact, Patrick could steer me the right way next time you talk to him.
Yeah.
On a 7-inch color screen.
Yeah, get you an HDS7. That's what I run on the front of my boat on my trolling motor with a trolling motor puck on it. I don't have the side scan on it, but
right.
you can use side scan on it. And,
can you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I don't really use GPS that much. I just want a straight fish finder pretty much.
Right.
That's an AC what?
It's a HDS Howard David Smith,
right.
HDS 7.
7, that's Lowrance.
Yeah, it's a bad to the bone unit. I've had that unit since it came out. It's been around
really?
Or 7 years now. Yeah, it's worked beautifully for
What's
me.
What's the cost of that normally?
Man, I don't know. That unit's probably close to $1,000, I guess. I don't know.
Is it? That's about
yeah.
what I'm looking for. Yeah, somewhere around that area. Does it pick up bait fish pretty
oh,
good?
Oh, yeah, it's very defined. Very
yeah.
defined.
That's the problem I'm having with the Lowrance I've got. I've got a little smaller unit. Just can't see the bait fish on it.
Maybe the transducer, you know, these newer transducers and everything, the clarity's just incredible with these HD screens.
Right. Well, I'm running it through the hull, too, so it might
yeah.
be the problem.
Well, that's
probably
good,
need,
too.
Yeah, probably need to run it to the back of the transom. That's about it. I appreciate y'all, and extrapolated.
Do you have Will Kirkpatrick's number? He's doing an electronics class right now, and all those units that they use in that class, he sells them for cost.
Really?
I mean, it saves you a ton of money. And you may check with him and see if you can get a 7 or an 8-inch screen off of him. It'll save you a ton of money.
Man, I appreciate that.
That's how I bought mine that I have. Let me give you Will's number. Here's his number, 409-584-3177.
Okay.
And you'll get a full warranty on it, everything.
I will
call
him.
Just like a new one. It'll even come in the box, the whole nine yards. It's real
nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in, you know, I don't go every, I work a lot, and I don't go every weekend, but I'd like to have a good unit when I do go.
Right.
And I'll try that out. Do you ever hear from the man that used to call in from Lake Somerville?
No.
Really? I was just curious what was going on up there. All righty.
I heard they had a lot of high water.
Yeah, there's a lot of high water everywhere, I think, right now.
Yeah.
I work in the field sometimes in the tractor business up there, and everywhere I've gone is muddy. Just mud.
The clover's so bad at my house, my Labrador can almost get lost in a pile of it. It's so high, and I can't mow. It's just too wet.
I'll bury
my zero turn. I'll just bury it.
Yeah, and dang mosquitoes are already starting to breed now, too.
Oh, it's a mess, man.
Well, you know, it seems like the wind and the rain has been around ever since that drought. We had that drought year after that. It just seemed like it went downhill from there.
Well, we've caught back up and then some. I can tell you that. It's crazy.
Yeah. I know droughts are bad for my business and everybody else's business, but, man, I think I'm almost ready for one. I'm tired of rain.
I am, too. Give me a good old drought any day. I'm ready for it, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'd
like to make one comment real quick, too. These guys that I like to launch before daylight, these guys that launch their boats, the boat ramps, I wish they'd turn their headlights off and just turn their parking lights on so they don't blind me.
Yeah, we've been telling them that for years, and they hadn't figured out yet how to just turn their parking lights on when they're
It's so aggravating to me.
Oh, it is. You can't see they're shining it right in your eyes, and you can't see when you're backing in or nothing, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it blinds the heck out of you when you're trying to back in.
Yes, it does.
Somebody behind you or what, you know? Well, that's it, Mickey. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great one.
Like Ron White says, you just can't fix stupid.
You know, that's what I've been saying for years.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
You have a great one, Mickey.
Later.
And Benny. Yeah, I've tried to fix stupid, and it doesn't work.
I know it. All right, brother. See you.
Hey, y'all have a great one.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Open line Sunday, 5:20 in the Bayou City. A little foggy down on the coast, just a little. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. We do have a couple available if you'd like to call in and talk to us. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610.
All right, let's get to our phone lines. Who's up next here? We have Richard on one. Richard, Rhino Rick, what's up?
Hey, yeah, not much. How you doing today, Captain Mickey, Admiral Benny?
How you doing?
Wonderful.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. I recovered.
You were just hoping for.
I lived through it, yeah. I made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get my age, you just try to make them one at a time, buddy.
I am your age. I'm 66 and I'm 67 in October, so we're pretty close.
Close enough.
But, I heard something yesterday about crab traps. Right now, did you know there's not supposed to be any crab traps in the bay at all right now?
Yeah, they do that crab trap cleanup every year. They shut it down for about 10 days or whatever and clean them out.
Yeah, they...
have to get volunteers to do it, you know.
Well, if you run across one, pull it out of the water. It's yours if you want it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're considered litter, and they're, anyone who owns them, if they don't pick them up, they're considered abandoned.
Right.
And those things do kill an awful lot of sea life if they're left abandoned. They kill and kill and kill because if something gets in it and dies, something else gets in it to eat it. And it just continues the process, and they're really, really bad. Anyhow, I heard that guy call in about, he asked you about shrimp, you know, how to cook shrimp, which ones are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, you know, I do a lot of cooking, and people ask me, how long should you cook shrimp? I said, well, how hot is your fire going to be?
Well, that's true. That's what I told him, too. I said, depends on the heat of your fire.
That's right. Put your hand over it, and if you got a, I do that Mississippi thing where you put it on it, you can't even get past one Mississippi, you're ready. That's good. That's what you want. That's a good hot fire for a steak, and it's a good hot fire for a shrimp. If he does the shrimp on a skewer, use two skewers, because if you have one, you go to turn it, and all it does is twist on your skewer. So you run two through there, and that'll help you to flip them and when they're butterflied. And I make
well,
up
and,
a sauce.
And the bad thing about doing shrimp on skewers, a lot of people want to use the bell pepper and the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, stack it on there, and that doesn't cook. The shrimp's
done
way before any of the other stuff is. And you know what I do is I'll take me a big, giant aluminum foil pan, and I'll mix it up with all the vegetables and everything in there with your butter and a little beer to kind of give you a
make a sealed pup tent out of it.
Yeah, and just go ahead and start cooking that down, and then I'll add my shrimp into it and stir it in, and then put foil over it and finish cooking it that way, and it comes out, and it's just unbelievable how good it is with broccoli and whatever vegetables you want to put in there, bell pepper and cilantro and, you know, just mix it all up. It turns out really good. People love that.
Well, I make a thing up for grilled shrimp, grilled kingfish, and split lobster tails. And I'll take a melted butter and garlic, you know, chopped up garlic, and add horseradish to it. And as that stuff's cooking, I'll baste it with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really good. There's a meat market called Guy's. It was over on Post Oak, South Post Oak. My dad used to get something from him. It was a horseradish sauce. And the best I can remember, it was like some kind of a garlic and onion mixed in with mayonnaise or something. And that stuff is delicious on seafood.
Oh, I bet.
But I think I've heard that the meat market's gone out of business, but you can still get stuff online. And I was thinking about maybe seeing if I could, they still have that. I make my own horseradish sauce, though. So. Anyhow, another thing, around 1980 or so, we could still sail an estuary. And as you went over the bridge going to Surfside, over the intercoastal there,
mm-hmm.
you would, off to the left, there was it's a area, I think it might be, is that Swan Lake there or is that Drum Lake? I don't remember. I can't remember what.
Drum Lake,
yeah. Well, you know the place I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend whose older brother had gone in there with some friends, and they sang a guy. He said, these shrimp, they're in there, they're a foot long. I said, yeah, well, let's try.
Foot long.
They were every bit of 10 and 12 inches long.
Good Lord.
But the problem was, you get up in there, and it's really muddy.
That's
you can't
big.
Do it anymore. It really was. And they're dangerous to catch. Those things come out of there, and they'll horn you. And we went out there and dropped that seine, and I tell you, we were ready to drop it and leave them things alone before we finished that drag. But we caught them just about a wash tub full of them in one drag. It was amazing. I'd never seen such a thing. But I didn't realize that they get that big.
That's the way it used
them,
to be up in HL&P Spillway in the cooling pond up there. You throw a cast net in, and you could, in one cast with a cast net, you could fill up a 48-quart igloo with giant white shrimp.
Yeah, but you couldn't get in there, could you?
Well, you could back in the day till they ran everybody off because everybody, you know, all these fishermen ruined it fighting over fishing spots. And, you know, they'd have their wives sit on their spot while they went to work, and as soon as they got off work, they'd come back and get their spot back. That's just overboard, you know, and litter and knife fights and everything else. And they just ruined a good thing for the public. And people don't understand why we're losing so much public access.
Well, it's like over at the Coast Guard station. They set up baskets and everything and put up signs warning people, you know, step up to yourself, you'll lose it. And so finally, they shut it down. They're forced to.
I mean, it's just people are so disrespectful these days. I don't know where these people come from.
Yeah, I don't either. I know if I was out fishing, I wish me, you know, we did a lot of fishing with family fishing. And if I left any litter anywhere, I had a butt whipping coming. My dad, he never did it, never had to do it. But I know if I'd ever put any litter on the ground, he'd pull his belt off and wore me out.
Well, if it had grown up, if it had been through the military, they'd know what it's all about. Hey, you flip a cigarette butt on the ground in military, they'll make you dig a 6x6 while that DI stands there and finishes a cigarette and thumps that butt in there. Said, now cover it up.
You put a newspaper in there with it, and then once you cover it up, he'll make you dig it back up because he forgot to read an article in that newspaper, too.
Yeah.
Well, they have that term called field stripping a cigarette. You heard that?
Yeah.
You have to field strip it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to keep it short. Let somebody else in here.
All right, buddy.
And I just wanted to, you know, bring that thing out about the crab traps. And
all right, man.
Get that out there. All right, you take care. Y'all have a good day.
See you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's go to Dusty real quick. Dusty, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. I'm a long-time listener. I really enjoy your program
for years and years.
I mainly fish Baytown, and about four of us are going to try to fish Rockport. And I just need, first time I've called about information, but some kind of information about a good marina so we can maybe get a hotel room pretty close to there. But be going down there in middle of March.
Man.
And just to give me some kind, you know, I bought a map, but that don't really tell you very much. I mean,
you know, I always, when I stayed down there, I used to put in, depending on whether I was fishing north or south, you know, Rockport is so spread out. You know, if you're staying at Fulton Beach, if you're going to go south, what's the name of that big marina down there? Now it got destroyed in a hurricane. I don't know whether it's back yet or not. We used to go to Harbor Cove or Cove Harbor, or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, we used to rent a house across from there, and we'd stay in that and just pull across the street and put in there. But if we were fishing north, I'd always go put in at Goose Island State Park.
Okay.
You know, that's on the other side of the Copano Bridge, on the north side of it, and we'd go that way. It's you'll see how it's laid out when you get down there. It's, man, you got so much water to fish there. You can go north and fish, you know, St. Charles Bay, Mesquite Bay, and, you know, all of that over to near Palacios, Ayers Dugout and Cedar Bayou Flats and all that. Or you can go south and fish everything from, you know, down through Estes Flats and Corpus Christi Bay, all of that. It's a unique place. I love fishing down there.
Wow. That's big. It looks nice on the map, but I'm lost.
Yeah.
That looks good. This looks good.
Yeah, I would.
And there's all kinds of reefs out there.
Well, yeah, you got to pay attention
to what.
Yeah, you
got to
know where you're going. You got to know what channels to run. Like, especially when you come back and leave Estes and Cove Harbor there and head south, and you got to stay in the intercoastal and go in behind South Bay and all that before you cut out into Redfish Bay and then over to Corpus Christi Bay. You got to kind of know where you're running. You know, you've got a good GPS and you got the chip in there, and zoom in and get your right range on it, it'll guide you through all that. And just
make some
practice runs on the high tide. That way you'll get you some trails.
I appreciate that. I'm just looking for something different, you know.
Yeah. And don't discard Aransas Bay either, man. I love wading at south side of Aransas Bay over there from Mud Island all the way back down to Carlos Bay and all that. That's some great wade fishing, too.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mickey. Thank you. And y'all have a great day.
And if you can, try to book you a good guide down there that likes to wade and throw lures and stuff, like Jay Watkins or somebody in his crew, and they can show you the ropes. down there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think that might be the best thing.
You and all your buddies pool your money and do a guided trip with a guide one day and learn the layout and the lay down down there, and then you can go on your own and do better.
Well, that's a good, that sounds real good.
That's what I do.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Hey, you have a great bye-bye. Sunday, Dusty. Okay.
You too. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Later. Yeah, it didn't want to. Well, no, it double locked. It double locked. You usually have to hit the button twice to do that, but I guess I'm so jittery on this AK-47 this morning and my fingers shaking when I hit the buttons.
He's one of these guys that has the fancy tattoos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a tattoo, the prettiest woman I've ever seen on his back. And I'm like, dude, if you die before I do, I want that frame. You know? We'll take that off the frame, that. Crazy, man.
He's got those good quality tattoos, not the jailhouse tats, but the real tats.
I'm like, you have a tattoo, don't you?
Yeah, I got a couple. They was alcohol related.
Yeah.
You know about that.
You're gonna find out what they're batting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Probably more than the Beach of the Dead. I said, you know, I'm with you, Chicano. I don't think I want to fish there either, man.
You got you. Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunt and fishing all the time and it ain't working.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 in the Bayou City. Just a little info out there for you on these Barboletta baits we've been throwing, the Lili. You know, it all started out. I think the first one I threw was a perverse of the big one. And then you have the Tan Tan and then the Lili. The Lili turned out to be the really hot one. I don't know, for whatever reason. It's just a smaller target, I guess. It probably gets more bites because, you know, a lot of times the fish are full. They don't really want to go for the bigger bait. You got to downsize things. And the Lili seems to be probably the best one out of the three just because of the size of it. But, you know, this new hot rod that they've come out with, it's more of a shad body type bait. It's works real similar to the Lili. And, except it doesn't float when you throw it out there. You know, Lili, they do have it in the sinker now, too. But this hot rod, it slowly sinks, and it's a great twitch bait. And, man, you talk about some lifelike patterns and just an awesome, awesome strike getter. I mean, it's just, I can't wait to, get fishing more every day and using this bait in certain situations. It's going, for wade fishing, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be a good little bait. But Johnny Sports Shop has them right now. They got a big order in, but Waterloo Pro Shop's going to have them. Anglers Anonymous is going to have them. And plus, I just found out yesterday that Waterloo will have a full supply of Barboletta baits at the fishing show. They'll have them in their booth there at the Waterloo booth. So if you go out to the show looking for Lilies and hot rods, Waterloo's going to have them.
Waterloo's
matter of fact,
to
they're going to be the only dealer to be stocking them at the fishing show coming up, George R. Brown, first week of March. Put that on your calendars, for folks. That's not that far away. Be 5 days of, it'd be a lot of, I want to wear your hip boots when you come.
Be a lot of lies told in that show.
Be a lot of lying going on in there. Good Lord, have mercy.
Oh, goodness.
A lot of fish caught. Smell the slicks when you walk through the door.
Which kind?
Well, I'm hoping fish slicks, Benny.
Regurgitation slicks or?
Poop slicks.
Poop slicks.
Well, poop slicks don't smell.
They don't smell.
They appear and then they disappear. But vomit slicks, they just get bigger and sweeter. I love that smell. Nothing like the smell of the, I used to love it, man, when I was a kid and I'd get my GTO and I'd have my surfboard on there and my rod and reels in the car and I'm heading to the surf and it doesn't matter whether it's rough or it's calm, I'm going to have a good day anyway. And you pull up on that seawall and that smell hits you with a sweet southeast wind at about 5, the surf's flat and all you can smell is mullet and slicks, man. You can smell bait and smell slicks and seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smell that never gets old. Makes you want to move down there. Just,
you sure about that?
Stay on the seawall. Ride them all out. Well, we got phone lines available. We're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour. We'll be playing our national anthem, as we always do on weekends at 6 o'clock. But give us a call up here, 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
Making me hungry watching that guy fillet them snapper out.
Yeah. You see the fried snapper that they had over there?
Oh, yeah.
They had cut the throats out of those things and fried those
snapper
throats.
Throats are real good, like redfish throats. They're just pain in the butt to cut out and mess with. But they are good. Cut the throats out and throw the rest away. Feed them to the crabs, man.
I just wanted the throats. Turn the rest to fertilizer.
Oh, goodness. But, no. Let's see here. I'm trying to open something up to my buddy Tony down there in Rockport. Oh, and I forgot to tell Dusty, too, to call Tony Gonzalez. He'd be a good one to take down there. He can show you around. He knows he's kind of like farmer's insurance. He knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two. Shout out to Tony, El Capitan. But no, he can show you and probably hook you up with a place to stay too. But anyway. Well, it kind of slowed up. I guess everybody's lost in the fog this morning. They ventured out on the water. I'm still getting fog warnings on my phone, on all my alerts, from Corpus all the way to Hackberry, Louisiana. Even had one for Austin and Fayetteville, too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why Austin keeps coming up on my phone, because I never go there. Who knows? But anyway.
Austin, huh?
Austin. It's kind of like Boston. Anyway. All right, we got some callers. Well, he hadn't hooked them up yet. Their lines are flashing, but we'll get to them. Weather-wise, today looks pretty good other than the fog. Just be extremely careful. And, be sure and turn on your light bars when you're running across the bay in that dense fog out there. I mean, can you imagine? My running light on the front of my boat will blind me in the fog.
Yes, sir.
Those
light bars, they're a hazard.
They ought to outlaw those things on the water.
I know a lot of guys that have them, but
how many times have you been running? Especially like when you duck hunt or you're leaving out early in the morning, people will hit you right in the eyes with a spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah.
Like, duh.
But it doesn't stay there that long.
No, but that light bar never goes away.
Continuously, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Who's up first? Max on one. Max, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Oh, it's going good. Captain Mickey, Captain Benny, y'all doing okay this morning?
Couldn't be better,
good,
man.
Doing good.
I'm a long-time listener, and I got a question. I was listening one weekend, and you were talking to Texas City Dave.
Yeah.
And you were said one time you went down there and got some shrimp, visited a while, and on your way home, or after you got home, you said you found out that it spilled in the back of your pickup truck.
Well, I had it in a bag sitting on a floor mat, and
Right.
I got sidetracked at a little place called Topwater Grill, if you know where I'm talking about. And the ice melted in that bag, and it got on my carpet in the back floorboard of my new truck. And, buddy, whew, you talk about strong. Well, you know, right. I tried all, you know, carpet cleaners and baking soda and all that mess. I went right. to a exterminating place and bought me one of those scent bags that absorb nasty smell. It's like they sell them for, like, when they come exterminate your house and you have a dead rat in the wall or under a tub or something, and they're, you know, and it's, instead of having you tear out a wall to get to it, they just lay one of those bags close to that scent area, and it absorbs all of it. It'll take it all away.
That's what I was looking for, Mickey.
And they're $12.50. I buy them at Tri-City Exterminating there in Baytown on 146. And I went in there. Yeah, Tri-City Exterminating. They're the ones that do my house quarterly. And that's how I found out about them. And I went by there and bought me one of those bags, and I laid it in my back floorboard, and that shrimp smell was gone out of my truck in 48 hours, and it never has come back. It's amazing what those bags do.
How are we doing? Well, I remember you were talking to Dave about that. It's been a little while, and I couldn't get a pen fast enough. You know what I'm talking about.
That's it. Well, those bags work. I'll vouch for them. They're $12.50, but they're worth every penny of it.
That's a cheap fix for that, I guarantee you.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you, gentlemen. Have a good one and a safe one out there.
And they come in a big plastic bag. And,
And
if you're there, buy you some extras and just put them in your pantry and wait, because sooner or later you'll need them for something.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
All right, bud. Well,
y'all have a good one.
Okay, Max. Thanks for the call. See you, man. Yeah. All right.
Bye, sir.
All right. Jimmy is next on two. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
What's going on, Captain?
Not a lot. Is this sleeping, Jimmy?
You didn't catch me.
Golly, what is up, man?
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Where you been? You been in jail or what?
No, man.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I hear you. I got my flu shot, you know, at the VA every year, and I come down with the flu, man, and it tore me up, man.
I've been down
for a whole month.
Man, well,
yeah, it was pretty rough. Hadn't had a chance, you know, to get my groove on the flounder, you know, but that's the way it goes. So what's going on with the trout? They hanging out close to the channel, or
I don't know. They're where I'm not.
Yeah. What you been doing?
No, I've been catching a few, but it's just, you know, it's not.
Pecking.
It's not where I'm fishing. Should be a lot bigger fish this time of year. I mean, I'm catching fish. I can't complain, but I've seen it a lot better. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, the weather's been kind of crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
But I noticed that this year, but oh boy, how's Benny doing?
He's doing good, man. He's still alive.
That's good. I just want to call and say hi, man. I enjoy listening to your show.
You still listen every day?
I try to listen, you know, when I get a chance here and there. You know, I heard you talking about the trout limits, and the guy said something about March. You should know something by March 20th?
Yeah, March 20th is when the commissioner's meeting will make a ruling on it.
So will it be pretty much immediately after that?
No, all these new regulations always go in effect September 1st of that calendar year. So it'll go in effect on September 1st if they change them.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I caught that. You was talking to somebody. I can't remember his name, but wasn't that a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I was talking to Steve Hillman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hillman.
Talking about it, yeah.
I seen Joe Orlando and Hillman, or not Steve Hillman, but what's his name? He's a fishing guide out of Topwater.
That's Steve Hillman.
Well, he's heavy set. His daddy runs that paper.
Steve Hoyland.
They went down there to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? I don't know. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Joe. I heard there's some good fishing down there.
Oh yeah, always has been. Lost Wayne Yates and all that. That's good stuff.
You've been down there before?
No, I've never been to Costa Rica. I've been everywhere else, but I hadn't been there. I don't go anywhere anymore. I refuse to fly after all this Homeland Security stuff. They're not going to treat
me. Well, you like Mr. T,
They're not going to treat me like a criminal. I'm a born and bred American, and they're just not going to abuse me.
Oh, yeah, I feel you on that. That's true.
I'll do my own thing, do it my way. I've been all over the world traveling, and I've had enough.
Right.
I'm not going through that.
We need to get together with Wendy and go on a fishing trip.
Yeah, we do. We need to get hooked up. I need a Wendy fix. I miss him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he hadn't been doing much fishing. Him and his buddy Pat. I think his buddy got sick, so mm-hmm. he liked to go with him two or three times a week, or at least a couple times a week.
Right.
He'd always pull them trout out.
Wendy.
He'd always tell me that his buddy couldn't stay out of his tackle box, Oh, he'd get hot. You know how Wendy, boy. He's spot on, boy, when it comes to that trout fishing.
Hey, man, what are you doing digging around in my stuff, man? Get out of there.
he wants you to fish and have a good time, not mess around in a tackle box all
That's
day.
It. Can't catch them fiddling around in that box.
No. Well, y'all have a good one, man.
We're going to do it, Jimbo. Good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
All right, later. Bye. All right, let's go to Lonnie before the top. Lonnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Got a couple of questions for you. Do you use a shock leader when you're tying on the Lily?
Yeah, I do. Especially if I'm out waiting, I'll use about a foot long fluorocarbon shock leader with a clip on it. That way I can change out baits real good. If I'm fishing with a soft plastic, I'll have a shock leader with a loop knot in it to my jig head. But as far as hard baits or corkies and topwaters and stuff, I'll have a clip that I use. You bet.
I got you. Okay, I'm going to give that a try. Other question is, do we have any clue when snapper season is going to be this year?
Man, I don't know. They're going to address all this stuff at these hearings, and there's a lot going on, and there's just not a lot of release and publicity on it yet. But I mean, we're going to have a snapper season. We just don't know when and how many days and where and all that.
I got you. Okay. That's what I had. Thanks a lot.
That's all good. We'll clue you in when we have a clue.
Good deal.
All right, buddy. See you, man. Have a good weekend. What's left of it? All right. Yeah. Just about what's left of it. Which ain't much. One more day. But baseball spring training's kicking in, and, man, it's getting my time of the year now.
Pitchers and catchers are already there, aren't they?
Yeah, Altuve showed up a couple of days early to camp.
Ooh, look at that.
Rehabbing that knee. Well, I hope to see him all spark plugged up again this year.
Yeah.
Man, I've always liked that guy.
He's a spark plug, no doubt.
It's the only jersey, Astros jersey I got. It's an Altuve jersey.
An Altuve jersey.
Got that to the World Series year. It's a World Series jersey, by the way. And something special about him.
Yes, there is.
The team just can't function without him. He's
the heart of it.
He is. He's a good little guy. I'd like to take him fishing. Put him on some 12-pound trout. Be bigger than him.
I'd like for you to take me fishing and put me on some trout.
I'd like to take myself fishing and catch some 12-pound trout.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.